for a little dose of sunshine before the clouds literally move in today. We like to sometimes
always look on the bright side of life.
Turn our attention to the bright side of things and some stories that
always
might
look on
put a little smile on your speakers. Like this one. Up in Minnesota, a woman is going viral for her testimony before the Minnesota House of Representatives, where legislators are considering a grandparents' happy hour bill, as they call it, that would allow group homes to serve alcohol. They can't because of liquor laws up there. And Anita LeBrun says, start pouring.
I love happy hour, just like many of you do, I am sure. Yeah. Over a shared drink, we get to reminisce about parts of our life and celebrating the golden phase of our lives, too. Allowing our facility to coordinate this happy hour affords us and our families the peace of mind that we can enjoy life but not be out slipping on the ice to stop and get our box of wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
bring the wine here.
Well, you know, when my dad, Lord rest his soul, was alive, they had a little happy hour when he was in a rehab facility. It did not go well for old Al.
Okay.
I will be honest in that. But, I mean, they're adults. They have rights. Come
Absolutely.
On. Bring it on. I want some Cabana
out,
boys to go along with it.
Bring the box of wine there.
Huh?
I said bring the box of wine there.
What's that?
Auntie
Never
Heather's
mind.
Got you.
It's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
I want to go to these parties. I want to go to these parties. That's a fun story.
AI is everywhere. So how do you know if someone is using it to cheat on their schoolwork? Well, Matt Prince from Chapman University in Southern California says it all really boils down to one simple word. Moreover.
Hmm?
Moreover.
Oh, that's the word.
Yeah. Yeah. As you can imagine, him calling everybody out did not go over well with students. They sounded off on the TikTok. So the professor responded saying that he doesn't really see AI as a violation. It is a tool, but also sees an uptick in words like delve, tapestry, and reminds everyone that context is very important.
And moreover.
Yeah, moreover.
I thought the bird was the word. We know the phone number is certainly 867-5309, but it's not Jenny's anymore. It's pretty kind of cool, actually. Tommy Two Tones, 81 hit, 867-5309. Jenny has been repurposed as a free confidential cancer support line staffed by trained specialists. So now you can call various area codes or 888-867-5309. And this is all with the full backing of the band as well. And Tommy Two Tone actually said, who's like 76 now, I love it. Finally, this number is being used for a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very cool. Again, organization provides guidance, resources, and support to cancer patients or their loved ones. Yeah.
And if you know that number, you also may need a mammogram.
Don't ask
me how I know
these
things.
See, it all goes together.
Yeah. So you may be wondering, who is going to save the world in these wild, crazy modern times? Is it Batman, Superman? I nominate Dolly Parton. But Jeff Bezos is angling for the job.
There you go.
And planning something called Blue Rain. It is a fleet of scout asteroids that would nudge the bigger bully asteroids, push them off course, and keep them from blasting into planet Earth. I don't know that this is really good news. I don't know that someone gave him the jurisdiction.
And you know how they're doing it?
How?
With lasers.
And my life is a
In Spain, good news, they're teaching police dogs to perform CPR.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of troubling where they have to hide the treat to get them to do it, but still, nonetheless.
Dear.
And then a 50-year-old woman this past week in Indiana who had been declared brain dead regained total consciousness when the ambulance carrying her hit a large pothole.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So there you go, driving around these parts. Heck, that'll extend your life.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.